Big news coming this morning that the controversial former Gauteng Health MEC, Brian Hlongwa, remember him? He's been on this radio station many times. I reported about him many times as well as a reporter for EWN. So Brian Hlongwa, his wife Jolene, several others handing themselves over at the Joburg Central Police Station early this morning. They, together with several other suspects, also seven companies, appearing in the Joburg Magistrates Court today. The Hawks, the Directorate for Priority Crimes Investigation, putting out a statement saying that it has confirmed the arrests of these nine suspects, including Brian Hlongwa, private individuals, entities as well, on charges of fraud, corruption, money laundering, and a pattern of racketeering activity perpetuated against the health department. And this dates back years. It dates back to 2006. Masichaba Sefolaro, EWN reporter, having a look at this one for us. Masichaba, good afternoon to you. So a court appearance today by the former Gauteng Health MEC, Brian Hlongwa. What do we know about the charges against him?
Mandy, we got to see, good afternoon, we got to see the brief appearance. Well, it wasn't quite brief. There were quite a few suspects that appeared in the court today, but this was quite speedy given the fact that the group had handed themselves over to the Johannesburg police station this morning. They have been granted bail ranging from 20,000 rand to 50,000 rand and have been ordered to surrender their passport, report all interprovincial travel as part of their conditions given to them by the Johannesburg Magistrate Court. As you rightfully said in the intro, they face charges relating to a couple of tenders that or contracts that were irregularly awarded. As we saw in that Hawk statement earlier today, it was originally a contract that was for the establishment of a project management unit that was first awarded in 2007 and was extended again until 2009 for another 3 years without following due process, as in being put out or open to tender, and it cost approximately 273 million rand per annum. We also know that there was an awarding of several contracts to an entity which was initially, like I said, meant to last for 2 years and at a cost of 68 million rand. However, the amount was allegedly overspent to the tune of 221 million rand without any consequences to the individuals. Mandy, you mentioned that this has been going on for a very long time. As you said, you've been reporting on Brian Hlongwa, who you've been labeled the controversial health MEC of Gauteng because he was accused of having received kickbacks for tenders or contracts that were awarded by the department. And this is confirmed in the Hawk statement. This is part of the allegations that the group are facing, that they received kickbacks in the form of international, all expenses paid, international and local travel, cash gifts and loans that were made, you know, to these individuals without them declaring these. And so the court is, the matter is back in court on the 22nd of April next year.
So Masichaba, bail granted then. Did Brian Hlongwa say anything to the media outside court?
Well, I didn't get to see Brian Hlongwa's address to the media, but all he did, I don't think he did, Mandy. We just saw them handing over their passports as they were supposed to. He did look a little bit, you know, I don't know, disturbed by the presence of the media. There was an application to have the media not around for these hearings, but there were lawyers who were on the side of the applicants who were not opposed to that, and the state isn't opposed to that. So this may continue. We will have media coverage of this particular case going forward. Mandy, it is worth mentioning that two of the accused that appeared here today are part of four others who are facing similar charges relating to the tender fraud or tender irregular awarding of tenders that, you know, to the Gauteng Health Department. In the statement issued by the Hawks earlier on today, they said that this was, in fact, the second leg of an ongoing investigation where in the first leg, four people were already on trial for similar, you know, activities, and they expected back in court in January of next year.
Masichaba, thank you very much for that. Masichaba Sefolaro wrapping up that court appearance today. The former Gauteng Health MEC, Brian Hlongwa, and his wife and several others as well, appearing in court today. This goes back to 2006, 15 years, this tender scandal. So finally, Brian Hlongwa appearing in court today to answer to criminal charges against him.